Have you ever got a ticket for speeding? Remember the story I told you a couple of weeks ago where I got a warning ticket for speeding? I was in a school zone. I had no idea that I was in a school zone. It was at night. It was raining. It wasn't well lit. It was in the city of Chicago, but I didn't know. And then I got a ticket in the mail. I read it to you on the air, and I was so thrilled that they said, this is a warning. Next time, it'll cost you money. I was also kind of amazed that somehow they took my picture. They sent me the video, and it said, there's your car just going down the road, and I guess it was going too fast. So I was at once sort of fascinated by the technology and be a little put off that I don't think I was really doing anything wrong because ain't no school kids around there when I was going there. And maybe I was going too fast, period. I got an email the next day. It said, hi, John. I caught your show, yesterday's show. This was a couple of weeks ago. I caught yesterday's show where you talked about the speeding ticket warning you got. Your experience was similar to the 41 million U.S. drivers every year that are just driving along and get a ticket, costing $6.2 billion in fines. Luckily, you only got a warning. Sounds like that warning was dubious, though. As you noted, no child was in the school zone vicinity, which is a legal requirement to issue such a ticket. Later, the letter writer said, you are right about setting speed limits to the prevailing flow of traffic. I've always said they should be that. Ticketing drivers for speeding when drivers are at or near the actual 85th percentile speed tickets, the safest drivers on the road, the ones with the lowest statistical chance to be caused to be in or cause a crash. And I got lost on that sentence. In our studio is Grant Dahlke, who wrote it. Grant, you're on WGN Radio. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
Fine, thanks, John. Thank you for having me.
You work with a company in Elgin called K40 Electronics, right?
Correct.
And what does K40 Electronics manufacture?
We manufacture the world's most high-performance, ticket-free, guaranteed radar and laser protection systems.
So this is a radar, a speed detector, a radar detector.
It's a radar detector and a laser jammer. We like to refer to it as a wallet saver and a confidence booster.
Lynette Tomlinson is here. She's also with that company. What do you do for this company, Lynette?
Oh, I do. I help with a lot of the marketing. I handle some of the social media, our website, deal with some of our independent retailers as well.
You said radar jamming. Is that legal?
Well, no, laser jamming. Radar jamming is, radar is controlled by the FCC. It's overseen by the FCC, so that's radio waves. Jamming radar is highly illegal, and there is nothing on the market that does it effectively. There's just no true radar jamming solution. Laser jamming, on the other hand, light is regulated by the FDA. So laser jamming is legal. There are some states that restrict its use.
Laser jamming, right?
Laser jamming.
Yeah, is legal.
Is legal.
And what does that do? What does that jam? The sort of thing that I ran into?
No, that was a speed camera that you ran into.
So this wouldn't have helped me with that.
That would not have.
What does this help you with then?
Laser jamming would be when police have what's called a LIDAR gun. Or a police laser gun.
I see. So while I'm going down the road, I don't know what technology they have, but if they have something using light, this would keep me from getting a speeding ticket in that case.
Our laser diffuser line, yes, it would.
But I don't know. Should we have those? I mean, if I'm speeding, maybe I should either know it or get a ticket for it. We don't want people doing 100 miles an hour, right? I'm always tortured about this.
Using your example, you were just driving along and you were doing what the 41 million drivers in the U.S. do annually, which is what I call not driving distracted, but mindlessly. And there's actually been studies done that prove that higher enforcement takes the driver's awareness off of the actual skill of driving and focusing them on their speedometer, and they actually have a higher incidence of accidents. So,
what's this 85th percentile thing you were talking about?
That is a study that was done by both highway engineers and the University of Michigan, where they have found that speeds should be set at the 85th percentile of what the prevailing traffic flow is. That is the safest speed that should be set for any given road.
Okay, so on the Edens, I wonder what the average speed is. I wonder what 85% of the people are doing on the Edens.
Well, today, coming down what I used to call the Kennedy, a little old school there, I was in the right lane doing 62 because I'm on winter tires, and that was not a good thing to do.
What's the speed limit on the Kennedy there?
55.
And I was doing 62, and that was I don't want to say dangerously slow, but it
was... No, but if the traffic will allow, I don't know, Steve, do you come in on the Edens to work every day? If the traffic will allow on any of the major expressways in Chicago, if the traffic will allow, I would guess people are doing close to 70 miles an hour.
You get further when you're headed west to come out to Elgin.
Yeah.
They're doing 85, 90.
Yeah. Well, they shouldn't be doing 90. I really think that, well, some of them are. But what do you think most people are doing if left to their own devices on, I don't know, 88 or 80 or 290?
70, 75.
Yeah, I think 75 is
average.
About right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So then I've said then that should be about the speed limit instead of making it 65 and writing tickets. You agree with me on
Absolutely.
That.
In fact, there was an article today, Britain, 6,000 Brits are ticketed daily for exceeding the speed limit, and Britain is going to take Holland's example, and they are going to raise the speed limits to 80 miles an hour. Holland is one of the most conservative, safety-conscious countries on the planet, and they're finding that by raising it to 80, they've lowered accidents.
Hmm. Well, I hope that's true. I mean, you know, I hope, because that's how I feel. But I don't have any proof that my theory would make us safer, right? I'm saying figure out what everybody's doing and make that the speed limit. And if you make the speed limit 75, I don't think people are going to do 100 or 90. A couple knuckleheads will. But mostly that's sort of the prevailing speed that most people feel safe at. That's the speed they will go.
Correct.
Nobody wants to be unsafe. I really don't believe that. I think you want to go as fast as you can, as safely as you can.
Correct.
And usually that's about 75.
Agreed. And, you know, our products really aren't a license to speed. We don't encourage speeding, actually. You know, getting back to our ticket-free guarantee, we pay for any of your tickets.
So wait a minute. I buy this thing. What did you bring me?
That is the RLS-2 portable radar laser detector.
So this does both laser and radar detection.
Detection, correct.
So if I've got this on my dashboard or stuck to my windshield,
correct.
It'll tell me what?
Where any police radar or laser signal is coming from.
It goes beep, 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 and then I know to slow down?
It tells you the band as well as the intensity of the signal.
But will it tell me before I get the ticket? Like what's
absolutely.
How much warning do you have before they get you?
Depending upon atmospheric conditions, geography, topography, sometimes you can get up to a mile and a half warning.
Really? So then you slow down, and then son of a gun, you go by the guy. There he is.
And you smile, and your wallet feels that much heavier.
And then you speed back up again. So what does this cost?
That retails for $399.95.
What's the range of products that you have in prices?
Anywhere from $299 up to systems that, when they're installed, custom installed, they're actually hidden in the vehicle, they can be several thousand dollars.
These, how do you sell them, online?
No, we go through a network of independent retailers, mobile electronics retailers, as well as new car dealerships.
New car dealers offer this?
Absolutely.
They didn't offer it to me. I bought a new car recently. Boy, that would have been nice. You know, although and then I could have folded it into the loan.
Exactly.
So if the car cost me $20,000, now it costs me $20,300, and I'm paying another penny a year, or just write him a check there on the spot. I guess your pitch, and this isn't a commercial. I'm not working for you. I'm still a little sort of tortured about the whole thing. But I guess your pitch is, it's sort of like insurance. Here's a $300 premium, and then you don't get any more tickets.
Well, that's it. And mentioning insurance, that's a key issue. Most people think it's just the ticket fine. That's where the pain just only begins. The insurance premiums over 3 years, depending upon the state you're in, can go up $2,000 for 3 years.
Yeah.
So
and most consumers that call us are just like you. I just got a ticket. This just happened to me. And it wasn't that they were purposely speeding. It was that they thought they were doing 40, and the cop got them doing 80. New cars. I mean, it's hard to judge unless you're looking at the speedometer.
Yeah.
Accidental speeding happens all the time, and we get a lot of those phone calls.
Yeah, in this case, I guarantee you I was not intentionally speeding down Ashland or Addison, wherever I was, but I guess I was. When I'm on 55 going to my folks in Joliet, I'll be doing 75 if the flow allows, and it did over the weekend. And that would have been, 20 or 15 miles an hour over the speed limit?
And was traffic
and
keeping
everybody,
up with you?
And I was with everybody.
There you
I
go.
Was with everybody. It's and that's the thing I think is ridiculous. So then if the speed limit was 75 on 55 from, I don't know, Joliet to 355, say, or even LaGrange Road, What do you guys think would happen to the flow of traffic? How fast would people go?
I think it's going to maintain at that, because that's really truly the 85th, and that's what most people feel comfortable at. You know, it, as Lynette said, new cars just are so much smoother, and it's very deceptive how quickly you can get up to speed. And even if you're going to, you know, pass someone, all of a sudden, you know, you're 15 over just with a blip of the throttle. So
this is a company that is based in Elgin.
Correct.
It's called K40 Electronics. How many people do you all employ?
17.
Privately held company.
Private.
So when I ask you how many units do you sell, you don't tell me, right?
Right.
Exactly.
But are you well known in the industry for this sort of gadget?
Well, sure. We've been around for over 3 decades.
Where was it originally founded? Was it based in Illinois,
Elgin,
all along?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You told me there's a Southern Illinois University Carbondale connection to this, right?
Yeah, the original owner, Jim Leotold, his son is Jimmy John Leotold, who is the founder of Jimmy John's Sub Shops.
That started in Southern Illinois?
Yes, it did. Mm-hmm.
I went to Southern Illinois. I didn't know that was part, although when I graduated in 1984, let's see, 77, 81 from Carbondale, maybe there wasn't a Jimmy John's yet. I don't think.
No, I think it was later. It definitely was later, yeah.
And so then this family also then ended up doing these things.
Mm-hmm.
Correct.
Yeah. And there's a University of Illinois connection as well, U of I Business School?
Yes, Jim Leotold, the Leotold School of Business at UIC. Yeah, the UIC campus.
Oh, UIC.
Mm-hmm.
So very successful family.
Very successful.
And now they're doing this, and you guys are manufacturing and selling these out of Elgin. Okay, lots of questions and comments about speeding and these gadgets in a minute on WGN. We're talking about speeding and what do you call these devices, Grant or... Lynette, radar detectors, speed
gun? Radar detectors,
radar
and
detectors.
Laser detectors.
Grant Dahlke is here, and Lynette Tomlinson. They work with a company called K40 Electronics. I recently got a speed warning ticket, which brought up the topic, and an email from them to me. Now we're talking about the technology and how all of this stuff works. You have a question or comment? The number is 312-981-7200. Carrie, this is John. What did you want to say? You're on the air.
Oh, me, Carrie?
Yeah. Hi.
Yeah, hi. I am a truck speeding through a school zone. Only it was 10 to 4 in the afternoon, and my daughter had gone to that school, so I knew the kids were gone at 3. And I argued it because it says on school days when children are present, they all say that during school zone. So I went to court to fight the ticket.
Yeah.
And I was told the hours for considered speeding through a school zone were between 8 and 4. So how do you know when the school's, you know, and they might have been on. I knew the school was out. And he said,
Right. But in your case, it was just before 4. So it sounds like you were still in that 8 to 4 time zone or when school children are present. Mine was in the evening. Mine was well after 4. Thank you for the call, Carrie. We'll let our guests comment on that. Maybe there was a school function going on. I didn't know. I didn't even know there was a school nearby. I wasn't that familiar with that area.
Yeah, I mean, you know, as far as school zones go, you know, going back to our ticket-free guarantee, just to make sure we do not pay for any tickets received in school zones or construction zones, because we are all about safety first. So with the zone that you were in, though, it's like any school zone, it's marked, you know, and it generally says when children are present. And I looked it up before I contacted you, and there is case law that says that it has to be during school hours for it to be enforced as a school zone. Otherwise, it goes to the prevailing speed limit.
But if they had a play at school at night,
oh, true,
then the school children presumably would be present.
They could
be. So then you would have to go to the slower speed, wouldn't you?
You could. And, you know, a nice feature about our products, it's called Mark to Alert. So this allows you to build your own database.
Oh, yeah, this is interesting.
Via GPS technology. So once you know where there's certain areas, like a red light camera, a speed camera, a school zone, a construction zone, one simple button press, and now in... well in advance of that area, your K40 will remind you, kind of like a, you know, a best friend sitting next to you saying, hey, slow down, there's a, you know.
So whenever I see a speed camera or school zone or something, I just hit a button, it remembers it via GPS. Now when I'm ever driving around, it goes beep, 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 hey, slow down.
Absolutely.
You big dummy. Elizabeth, thanks for the call, Carrie. Good luck to you. I'll go from you to Elizabeth. You're on the air. Hi, Liz.
Hi. I'm with you. I'm torn on this, but I'll tell you what, I live in Michigan, and apparently 90% of the people on I-94 feel that it's safe to go 80 and above because that's what they do. The reason we have speed laws is because people think they are safe speeding when in reality they are creating hazards for other people. So I got a problem with letting people go what they think is a safe speed.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't agree with it.
Thanks for the phone call. I appreciate you joining us. I think we could start at this place. Everybody wants everybody to be safe, number one.
Yes.
Number two, just behind that is everybody wants to go as fast as they can because they want to get there. So it's not maybe so easy to know what the safest, best speed is for everyone. But if you set it artificially low, that is, say, 60, when everybody's going to do 75 anyway, now you create this dilemma. Somebody doing 60, somebody else doing 80 because that's what people are doing. I don't think that's a safe dynamic.
Agreed. And another feature that, you know, could address this caller's concern, we have what's called a speed monitor where you can set a certain speed. So if you don't want to exceed the posted limit, you could set it for 65, 70, 75, whatever you feel is appropriate for you in that driving condition. You can set speed monitor and then it'll alert you when you exceed it. So again, it's a reminder system. We're trying to help drivers focus on driving, not worrying about where the needle or digits are on their speedometer.
This K40 Electronics is who these people work for. They're out of Elgin. One last just quick text. John, ask your guest if any of the products are legal in any type of over-the-road truck or semi. Can semi-truck drivers use these?
No commercial vehicles. There is a federal law that commercial drivers cannot use any radar detection or laser jamming
systems. You know, if you buy into your argument, and maybe you don't, it sounds like the federal government doesn't, that this is really a safety device. It keeps you from speeding. You know, it will alert you. Then everybody should have them. But if you're going to use it to speed, then I can see why you don't want them in semi-tractor trailers, because you don't want them doing 85 when the speed limit's 55 and they got 2 tons going down the road or whatever.
You literally could look at it as, yeah, you know, driver assistance. We have lane departure warnings. We have collision avoidance. This is basically telling you, hey, there's an area up here that you need to pay special attention to and stop driving mindlessly and thinking about dinner, the play this weekend, the argument with the husband, etc.
What's the website that you guys have?
K40.com.
K40.com. K40.com. And then you guys aren't retailers. This then directs you to the retail establishment nearest you.
Yes, correct. There's a Where to Buy tab, and we only sell through independent retailers and car dealerships.
Okay. Car dealerships. I'm surprised that my car dealership did not tell me about this. Lynette and Grant, thanks for coming in. Hey, I want to support local business. Congratulations on an ingenious product. Good luck to you guys. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Grant, thanks for the letter, too, and thanks for listening. It's 229.